Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carefree Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Don't
Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. Just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
And I say yes to the Black Hair Care Challenge. Now, it's the digital diary for today, Tuesday, March 1st of 2022, on this The Hair Radio Morning Show. It's our number 680 as we march towards 700 live broadcasts coming up very soon. Now, first, happy March. On today's live show, we have opened up our vaults again to kind of feature many of our archived guests, and we've got some great, great replays for you coming up in today's first hour or so. Now also, coming up mid-show, we are so super, super hyped to welcome back to the broadcast Mr. Eugene Davis. He is the chief hair expert right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now he's talking about scalps, I believe, today on the broadcast and doing a product review. So you want to stay tuned for that. And then at 8:30 Eastern Time, we've got a brand new edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins, and so much more to unpack today. So that's really it for the digital diary for this Tuesday morning. I'm Carrie Hines, and now back to more of the show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, on television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic care organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space, located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. Mix and make natural products, have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and
You know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extensions, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, you watch me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. And I see that you're very happy when you do this, because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do 3 strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try 3 strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that, because they, you know, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And I actually still have, you know, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this, because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have 3 levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level 2, we go over everything we went over in level 1 as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make for pages for Hava Felicia Dodd Hair and Body at havafeliciadodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Hava Felicia Dodd, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes, I watched
hair. One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there, but I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And
yes.
You know, it's, yes, please speak to that, because you're really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path, and I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning. There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. It's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique. And I would say I'm the crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, the if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person is going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, six. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturalists to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to their radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience.
Yes. Now, you it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come out, because you make it sound so great.
Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater. Inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like open, you know, some open store hours to just come in. And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahava Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lots of
things. How do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are. And you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. Yeah, I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahava, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hine.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside Kay's design team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence in 100% real hair back by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified. A multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Kay's design team at 718 North Baltimore in Derby, Kansas.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you.
Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central. It's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's the Hair Radio Morning Show, weather highs and lows for selected cities for today, Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. Brought to you by our friends at FixYourFeet.com and Rugged Evolution Beard Care. San Diego, a high of 75, low of 49. Los Angeles, California, 84-53 is the split. Out in Oakland, California, 66-48. Portland, Oregon, 57-49 is the split. Las Vegas, Nevada, that is 78-48. Seattle, Washington, 54-45. Indianapolis, Indiana, high of 62, low of 31. Cleveland, Ohio, for today, 48-30 is the split. Chicago, Illinois, high of 46, low of 32. We'll have a few more selected cities coming up shortly and a few international cities. Now back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now with me, I have a very, very special guest. We're talking about industry superstar and legend, an absolute legend in the hair and beauty industry, the one and only Mr. Bernard Bronner. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's your first time joining us.
And it's such a pleasure to join you.
Thank you. So now hold it. Let's jump on in. And I have to tell everybody, you guys are hearing some of the wonderful background sounds here in New York City because we are actually out and about. Just had a wonderful opportunity to sit in one of our favorite new places here in Manhattan. So, Bernard, though, I want to talk about Bronner Brothers. Let's just kind of bring everybody up to speed. Now, you guys, of course, we're looking ahead to what's next for Bronner Brothers. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. This is year 75 for us, and we do several things as a company. The number one is we make products. We make the BB family of products, which is Tropical Roots, African Royale, and just BB products. Then we do the world's largest multicultural hair show every 6 months. And I also, on the side, do Upscale Magazine, which is one of the few magazines. It's only Upscale and Essence now that are on nationwide newsstands. So Upscale is 31 years old now, and due to COVID, we had to postponing of issues, but we are now back on the newsstands all over the country, and we look for a great year for 2022.
Wonderful. Now, talking about the amazing Upscale Magazine, as you just so clearly pointed out, what's one of the biggest things that you want the message to be about Upscale and reaching out to the community?
Well, I'm second generation Bronner Brothers.
It is Wednesday morning, May 2nd, 2018.
Now we're going
Welcome all of you to the Hair Radio Morning.
We're going to have a lot more with Bernard Bronner coming up in just a little bit. I wanted to kind of get this on
This is a playback from 2018. You guys know we're in 2022 now, and we're live, of course. But back in 2018, we used to do what's called the Shop Talk, and it was a nonstop barrage of great information on hair and beauty with some amazing experts. So I wanted to kind of dig in the vault and in this first hour kind of bring that to you guys, you know, and we'll talk on the other side. I'll get Bernard back on. We'll talk a little bit about Upscale Mid-Show in our live report. But here's a little bit more of the Shop Talk. I love this. Again, these were the folks who were on our special presentations in 2018. And so we're super excited to be celebrating them in this, the year 2022. So stay tuned. Listen carefully. We're going to talk about them live on the air. So we'll be back on the other side of this great walk down memory lane. Stay with us today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's time to get up and dance a jig on the table. This has been when, who was it that wrote the book, The Longest Winter? Was it? The rap artist back in the 90s.
I was talking about the coldest winter ever.
Which one did Sister Soulja write?
I think that was winter ever.
It was
something. A Tale of a Young Girl in New York.
Well, my point was that it has been the longest winter ever to me, ever in the history since I was a little child. I don't ever remember that. The weather didn't break until May. May, that I've never heard of that before to me. But we'll talk about that at the end of today's show. Is the climate change real and so forth? Maybe it'll be good to end the broadcast on that today. Well, listen, I just want to just kind of jump on in. We've had a lot of hot discussions here on our Shop Talk segment of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And it's really great to have a brand new piece of information, you know, be able to do this show and do this particular broadcast. I want to talk a little bit about the Hair Radio social network site and to be very clear about it so folks are not confused. First of all, we want to welcome all the members of the Hair Radio social networking site. We want to welcome you guys. We do this broadcast for you. Even though it is released publicly, we specialize and create this radio show and radio broadcast so that you have an opportunity to, you know, to tune in and listen. We also are excited to carry the broadcast on one of our own channels. That's another part of this that I want to be clear about. The radio show from the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are available on Blog Talk, and we're still available for our historical shows on Blog Talk. However, going forward, we will be there at certain times, and we'll let you guys know when that is. But for the most part, we'll be focused right on our own channels. At this point, we have about 15 channels of our own, and so it's growing. We will be adding on some additional channels very soon, but right now we're holding at about 15. And so what the goal is to kind of load in a whole bunch of new content on the 15 that we have. So we've been in that process, and I'm really excited. We'll be bringing on some other folks, and those individuals will have their own shows also on our network. So it's just a different approach to kind of, you know, constantly stay fresh and to give you guys something a little different. So I'm really, really excited. We're also going to call it HSN Radio, or, you know, HSN Radio Channels, I should say, which is really great. And that's, you know, on our own network. So everybody knows that that is our network. The only way that you can listen to our network is that you have to be a member. So you may be able to hear some individual recordings and some of the shows that we put out, but to really hear all the different channels, you need to be a member, and it's 2 seconds to sign up. So you know, that should be pretty easy. So, guys, it's May 2nd. I just wanted to check in with you guys. Anything exciting happen on Wednesdays? It's our, we're back, you know, in the trenches doing our broadcast. But of the Shop Talk segments, we record and talk to you guys Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. And we had such a great weekend. I did, but let me ask you guys, did you do anything special over the last few 5 days or so? Nancy, anything big?
I made my hair much redder. My hair is brighter than it was usually.
What was that?
But my hair is brighter than what it usually is. It's real red.
Oh,
okay.
Uh-oh. When, because of the, what, I think it was because we talked so much about spring changes last week's shows. So
yeah.
What color did you go with?
I'm still with red, but it's bright. Bright red.
Well, is that even possible? I don't know if that was even possible. Wow. Well, you have to share something on the Hair Radio social network for all the members to see. You have to put up a picture. Yeah, that'll be fun. Okay, so I can't wait. Yeah, what do your clients have to say about it?
Well, they already know how I am. So every 2 weeks I flip in and out of styles.
Oh,
my. By the time they come for their next appointment, they don't even realize who I am. They're like, is Nancy here? I'm like, I'm right here. And you with this hair. They're like, who are you hiding from? You always have a different hairstyle.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, Nancy, you could teach those women on, you know, who are in those protection things how to hide in plain sight. You could teach a lesson to the FBI on that. That is fantastic. And you know what? That's actually a very good lead-off topic because what you're able to do, you're able to show that diversity and changing your looks and all of that. I think it lends something to your spirit, just like the weather does. Drea, what do you think?
I think that is awesome. I love change of hair colors. I've gone from red to purple to blue to hot pink. So I love being able to be expressive.
I think I some pictures of you, Drea, with some color going on, too. Now, what's going on?
Yeah, right now I have I'm in a grow out of a violet base with lavender ends. Uh-huh. And so I don't know what color I'm going to go for next. So I've been doing hair ties until I make a decision.
Well, let me tell you guys, it's so funny that you were talking about color this morning, and which I love and think is wonderful. And I have to say, I think this is the best topic in the world that you can talk about on our first show in May. So I'm really, really excited about it. The only thing I was, there's a big thing I just happened that my television is on, and you guys may not know this, but for us guys, of a certain age, we'll say, when you start getting up there with gray hair popping out and all that kind of thing going on, there's something in the, I think for a lot of us and a lot of us guys in the African-American community called Just for Men. And Just for Men is this hair product where you know, it's kind of like a do-it-yourself thing at home, so you guys probably don't know of this so much. But it's been out there for years.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I remember, one of my old former coworkers, we used to sit there on the phones, and he was like, you got to try Just for Men. You got to, you know, it's like a rite of passage for a young man to get a certain age. But my television is on the other night, and I'm like half asleep. And what do I hear? If you have used Just for Men, you need to call our number. There's a lawsuit going on. What is that where everybody joins in, the legal lawsuit?
Oh, like a class action lawsuit?
A class action lawsuit getting underway of some sort. And I thought I would fall on the floor because what they said is that, and I'm listening half asleep on a commercial,
But I, you know how your ears hear something and you kind of wake up, but you're still asleep. That's what was going on. And they were talking in the commercials while I was half asleep. I only heard it once. That the product, according to the commercial, it was causing burns and stuff to people's hair, or skin, I'm sorry, and causing their faces and so forth to swell and all this kind of stuff. And I said, oh, my gosh. I remember using the product myself and experiencing that. Mm-hmm. I really did. And because I'm not a frequent colorist type person, you know, I'm a, you know, I wasn't quite Ronald Reagan, you know. If anybody of you guys are old enough to remember Ronald Reagan, that man never had a gray strand on his head. I never saw a gray strand on his head, ever. Never. Not even a pinky. You know how most... you guys are professionals, but for those of us who are not, who are the guys out there, you know, you always, you know, in a few days, grays are going to pop out, all, you know, even if you try coloring here and there. Not Ronald Reagan. I don't know how. He must have had color every 2 days at his house. I don't know how he did it. I really don't. He was like almost 100 and literally... No, he really was. He was literally almost 100, you know. He was up there. So
you got to remember, he was a Hollywood personality, so he was accustomed to being live on stage and in front of the camera, so he knew how to be, you know, photo ready.
He was photo, you hit that on the nail, that nail on the head, rather. He was really photo ready all the time. He knew exactly what to say to people. He knew, you know, his looks were important, and you're right, because he was one of those B-level movie stars, I guess. Mm-hmm. He always knew how to present himself, and he did a great job of it. And so I just thought it was interesting this morning, because I was shocked to see this or to hear about this class action suit. And so they encourage people to call in, and I just wanted you guys, do you think I should call in? What do you think? Do you think I should sign up? That's my question to you. Andrea, what do you think?
If you've ever experienced any burns from the product, then sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me tell you, I personally remember trying this product out, and just going off my own, you know, this is not somebody else telling me anything. This is my own personal experience with this product. And I remember that initially it was kind of fine. There was no problem. I didn't experience anything. And all of a sudden, you know, over the years, I believe that they must have changed the formula, because once after a while, several years down the road or whatever, then I noticed the burns, the burns, and it was awful. And so I choose just essentially to be gray as opposed to be, you know, sitting up here dealing with, I can't deal with that. I'm like, I'd rather just be myself and so forth and so on. But that's another story, another argument. But no, I did. Yes, I did, to answer your question, Drea.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, I say, yes, if any of the things that they mentioned were things that you experienced, by all means, then let them fish it out. The thing with the class action suit is that they've already decided, you know, how they're going to dispense whatever the compensation is going to be for that, you know, any
thing that you experienced. $98
Well, actually, it'll probably be something leading toward what it would cost for care, for care of that kind of burn. Because what it is a chemical burn. I've never used it just for men products. Even before I got a license, I never used it on people, on gentlemen. But I do know that there are a lot of people that have skin reactions and don't know that they're allergic to products. And that's why, as a professional, you push the strand test and the patch test. Patch test for allergic reaction, the strand test to see the results. You get a sneak peek at the results.
Right. But guess what? I don't think, again, see, it's not something where you might notice right away. And I'll tell you about that moment. Nancy, do you think I should go forward with this, call them up and say, hey, I'm one of these people too?
Well, yes. If you did get burned, yes, and you was unsatisfied with the product, yes, I would call in.
You were. Yeah. Okay, because I feel like I should be honest with them.
Yes, so they know what's going on with their product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I saw if there's so many people that came forward, then there is a problem. So there's going to be a lawsuit that's going to happen.
Yes, and what I'm going to do is invite them to be part of our broadcast here so that they can share their thoughts on this lawsuit. I will contact them and have them to weigh in officially. Yeah, what I really have to say, I think it's important because it is a topic that is in our field here on the broadcast. That's what we, specialize in. And I think for everybody's benefit, I think it's newsworthy, especially for the black guys out here. As I said, for you, it may not be something that might jump out so much for the female stylist because this is something that is more so of a DIY type product, but also, and that it's, for guys mostly, and I think women have such, when I have bought a hair coloring type thing, I see that there's an array of women's products, like you guys have like 50 choices of hair coloring and every single thing you can imagine. I mean, like literally shelves of it. And for men, for us, I've noticed that there may be two, if that. And one of those two is just for men. And so there's really no other, not that I've seen where it's any marketing done towards us guys besides that. So that's, you feel like, oh, if that doesn't work for you, you don't have any options outside of course, always being able to go to your hairstylist. Does this make any sense to you guys? I'm sorry. I wanted to get that out there.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I have a couple of men clients, and they bring their just for me.
Oh, do they bring, is that right?
Yes, they bring their just, they bring it.
Nancy,
so,
if you still have those clients and they do bring it there for you to do, would you please, because I just saw it, and I didn't even know about this, and I think it needs to be really promulgated. I think people need to be aware of the lawsuit, and I think we need to present all the sides of it, so I will certainly invite them on. And I also will put together some articles and things because folks need to know. This is really big for black men.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for them to, I guess, recover any, because number one, the coloring of a man's hair, even though it's never not existed, but men don't do a lot of announcing their issues with their hair.
Well, we don't usually raise our hand and say, we're coloring our hair.
No,
doesn't happen all that much, even if it's obvious.
Yeah, and not just that, but so if you're not raising your hand and say you color your hair, you're even more resistant to raising your hand and saying, hey, when I went to color my hair,
I didn't
like it because A, B, C, D, and E.
Sell, right?
Yeah. And like Nancy, she said that she has clients that come in and bring their own product, bring their own just for men coloring kits. I don't do the just for men coloring kits just because I just don't. But when I was working in a barbershop.
It's not really a professional product, I don't think. And for you guys, you're so, you'll accommodate them, I'm sure, Nancy, and all of that, and that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this is at all like in a way of, really professional, but I will say this.
It's better for them to go to Nancy. It's better for them to do it with a professional covering what they're doing. Than to be at home.
I wish I had Nancy to apply mine. And
right.
You know what?
Well, see, the thing is, this is an older crowd. So these older, like I said, it's hard. With certain clients, they're stuck in their ways. So even if I use my product, it's not good enough. They're used to using their product. So I have no problem with they bringing it. And
I think it's a good thing.
Know.
I think also that it's a good thing. I would do the same thing.
It's a smarter move, and it's more... It gives them a better opportunity to not end up with a burn or a scalp irritation because Nancy would be able
to
see it.
Not only does it help with that, but it also, let me tell you something, as a non-professional, we make a mess.
Yeah.
So it is, when, I remember going off to the stylist and she would do a full color treatment and it was just beautiful and just nice. You walk in full of gray. You walk out looking like, 20 years younger. And it was fantastic and just professionally done and well done. But I do want to go back to this. And this is, again, speaking from personal experience with the product. It wasn't always. Like, you could almost tell when they were tweaking the formula so it felt, because it had a different, you had some kind of a reaction of some sort. And this was not something that you could determine in a quick test.
Wow.
It is not. It's something that you might not notice for several days. So you think you've gotten, that you are doing great, and then in several days, is when this would happen. And that's the truth. It wasn't something that an immediate reaction per se, which is understandable that, which is the right thing to do when, do your guys' training and so forth, with the testings. And you would typically have an immediate reaction.
Right.
That's a whole other thing of being allergic. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about if their product has caused the burns. It's not that your skin that we are sensitive to, have sensitive skin issues or anything like that at all. And sadly, individuals might think they have sensitive skin and not, because when it happened to me, I at first I said, well, geez, okay, I thought maybe I applied it incorrectly, because that's what you're going to think. So you would never think, like I never even thought twice about it until I heard that commercial talking about if you use Just for Men products. I mean, I wish I could do the voice and all. It would scare you out to death. And so I said, wow, this is really interesting.
Right. Well, with me, being in this profession for so many years, I'm used to seeing products because the thing I don't like is that they update them and they don't tell people. They don't tell you, but I can see the signs because I had a problem years ago with a relaxer that I was using for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's been 10 years and I noticed that there was a side effect with everybody that I was using it on, and I told them, I'm about to pull it out of my shelves. I'm not using it no more. And this is a major relaxer. And I said, they changed the formula. They didn't tell nobody nothing, and I see the side effects. I see what's going on. I said, I'm pulling it. I'm not using it. Nobody's here no more. We're going to use this relaxer. And I had a lot of people like, no, da-da-da. Some people stayed on it, and some people didn't. But
because
like you said,
you have so hit it on the head. That is what I believe, is that they didn't and don't tell anybody.
No, they don't.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, they don't tell nobody. And then you just thinking, oh, maybe it was a bad batch.
Bad batch, or that you did something wrong.
Or sitting in the store too long. You don't know.
Right. You explain it away. And then what you also, Drea, this is something, you know, and men, we're a little different than, I think, than how women may communicate. We're not going to be, you know, calling up our buddy and, like you said, you know, didn't work this morning. You know, what are you using?
Men are completely different,
We don't have those kind of conversations with each other, you know. I do not.
Yeah.
Oh, who won the game last night? And by the way, are you experiencing any diet problems? You know, we just don't have that.
Right.
And that is amazing to me, because I think women, you have that ability to really be upfront and honest. You have that sisterhood thing going on that, you know, when it comes to hair and beauty, you're out there, you talk about other things too, and that's what this show kind of speaks to. So I said we've got to talk about this on the show. And do you guys think I should invite them on?
If they can get a representative that is able to step on and try, of course they're going to try to present their position and hopefully apologetically do it. But it's the worst that anyone could ever tell you is no, and at this age, you have heard no before, so you live on. But I think it would be a good opportunity if they're willing to accept the opportunity just to present their position to a good listening audience. Of course, they don't, you know, it's going to have to go through the attorney's loops to make sure that they don't say anything that might make it worse for them in this situation. But,
we'll get the attorneys on, so that's you know, kind of covered. I have to say, I never experienced any kind of burning or anything like that with the professional doing my hair.
Mm-hmm.
I never ever had a problem. Never, never, never. Unlike that product, which the last time I ever used the product, I noticed that it doesn't do the same thing that it did. They changed it again because not as whatever they were putting in it, they lightened it up a little bit. They lessened it because I could tell. So it's not as bad as it was for me personally, but it's nowhere. I don't know how they started and why they felt they needed to change, but I thought it was great before, but you never know. Maybe this is an opportunity for them to correct it, because so many guys, we rely on that coloring and that kind of thing as part of our look. For me personally, I don't care if you're gray, black, whatever. I love, if I could, I would be like Nancy, rocking red hair out there. I just don't mind. So for me, I don't take it personally. I'm not trying to hide about coloring and stuff like that. That's not how I roll.
Right.
But
I'm trying to hide. I'm trying to hide. You ain't seeing no gray hair out of my head coming out of nowhere.
I am
trying to hide. I got gray hairs everywhere, and when I put my headband on, they're like, oh, your headband smells nice. I'm like, yeah, concentrate on the headband. Don't look at my gray hair.
Well, women, see, for a guy, we look distinguished with our gray.
Yes.
And women, unfortunately, are not necessarily perceived that way in society. The beauty,
you know what?
Talk about that.
I have always loved to see a woman whose skin is well cared for who goes gray.
Do you think helps to reflect that, though? I don't know if the skin so much. I don't know.
Yeah, well, for me, when I see a woman going gray and maybe her total package is not all together, and so she needs that color cover up to help keep her total package together, that's different. But there are some women who, when they go gray, it is just beautiful. And I think one of the things that I notice as a professional and just as another female, if I notice how soft the natural skin looks against the gray. So if the woman is aging not so well and then has the gray hair coming in, that kind of throws me off. But when I see, especially a young woman, you see a lot of younger women who get their silver early. And it's to me, it can be beautiful, but it has to match the oomph of your lifestyle. If you don't have the personality to carry off a gray head of hair, then, of course, cover it. And if you
I'm talking about red hair, green hair, whatever hair.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I'm going to say. Some people are just, their personality is reflected in the hair color.
Yes.
And so, like Miss Hot Thing right there with the red hair.
That's
you know.
I can vouch for that much of Miss Nancy.
Yeah.
Just something. you're right. And I've seen gray. To me, gray can go either way. You'll either look great with it or you won't. But I think when it's well cared for and it's healthy and it's managed as, you know, just in a beautiful way with coloring and all of that and professionally done, we do encourage you guys out there who are just, you're not professionals, you are the enthusiasts we call you. Please, you know, seek a professional help for coloring your hair and styling and all of that. I think it's still a great thing to use your professionals. That's what I'm getting from this, too, is that, you know what, there's no knock against, you know, products at home and all that kind of stuff, but I think if you can, you know, that's why we want to support the industry, the hair industry, because I believe that I think you'll have better results if you use a professional. Just me. So.
And somebody standing over the top of your head can see the areas that definitely need coverage, can see the proper blend of color to make sure you get full coverage, not just dumping color on and swirling it around, but taking the time to do, you know, a thorough application makes a difference also. And when you feel an irritation, sometimes you need somebody looking over the top of your head, not sometimes, all the time. Somebody needs to see if you have any breaks in the skin or anything that looks irritated before you even start the coloring process to say, hey, you know what, today is not going to be the day for your color because the developer in this color is going to irritate that breaking skin. Or that skin is so dry, you know, if you have a dry scalp, you might not have a break in the skin, but the skin is not in the best condition to accept that oxidation next to that scalp. And that may, you know, that is the value in sitting under a professional, having another set of eyes, looking at the situation, having another set of hands do the actual a manipulation and application of the color.
Yes, that would make sense to me as well. Okay, all right. Well, listen, for you guys out there, you know, and Nancy, I didn't know if you wanted to add anything onto that.
Yeah, pretty much covered it all.
Okay.
It would be better to go to the professionals to get it done the right way, you know.
Go
pro. Yes, for the pros. But, you know, they make these little kits for the for regular people to take home. They're supposed to be less, you know, potent so that y'all don't burn yourselves or anything. But, you know, things happen. They change formulas and they don't let us know.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. These DIY type products, they're supposed to be less potent. And that's the thing. And I really do believe that they changed, like you said, they changed the formula and maybe a little bit of a warning that, hey, this product has been upgraded.
Right.
Or even downgraded or whatever.
Right.
Might go a long way. And back to what you said, Drea, you know, maybe it's the test, they can give you a little bit. I mean, they all say that. They all tell you to test it here and test it there and da-da-da-da-da. But maybe they can emphasize that a little bit more because of the fact that they've upgraded the formula. And with kind of education and forewarning, wonderful. Yeah. We probably wouldn't be talking about it right now. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah, and true. A lot of people don't even pass tests, unfortunately, even though the paperwork. Okay, for everybody who's had a home kit, how many have actually taken the time to read and follow all the instructions instead of, oh, I know how to do this. You know, all you do is, you know, when they break it down to the all you need to do is dot, 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 that's when you know, okay, they're about to skip three or four of the most important steps or the precautionary steps because most people don't want to wait 24 hours on a patch test. Most people don't want to wait. Some people don't even want to wait an hour to do a strand test.
Well,
so,
for that product and for me, now I don't know about the other guys that are out there, but I think I would have to say the patch test would have to be not in a day. Literally, it would be about 3 days before I noticed the reaction.
Thing.
And that's longer. So... And with now that I know what to anticipate with the product, and this is, again, why going back to having someone say, hey, we've upgraded our formula or we've made it more potent, in Nancy's words, or less potent or whatever, there might be a different reaction. So, therefore, A, if I saw that, I would have said, okay, now I have to do your patch test, as you call it. I have to do the test that they do tell you about. And I have to give it about 4 days or whatever for me.
Well,
because I know that that's when I've noticed the reaction. I didn't get it the next day or a few hours later or, you know, a day or two later. It literally was over a few days.
Yeah.
And then I knew whether or not it could work. But it also could be that it may, you know, and it's that because at least if you try to do a patch-type test, it may not be all conclusive, but at least it could, you know, point out, you know, some, you know, possible irritation or whatever it's called, you know, so.
Yeah.
The one little thing that you can do. So
yeah, and some people get the patch test, and they like a client can get a patch test. We usually do it behind the ear. A client can get a patch test, and the client will say, "Oh no, you know, I'm okay." And you look at it, and it's not like okay, you turn, you get lumps and bumps all the time. It might just be that the skin, the color of the skin, looks a little irritated. You know, shows a little irritation. And then over a few days, like you said, you didn't really notice yours for a few days. By that second, third day, not only has the skin had an irritation, but the body has started to respond to correct whatever, you know, the body's gotten the signals and said, okay, let's focus some recovery to that area. So now day two, you might have a raised area. And by day three, you might have a little cluster of bumps. You know, but on day one, it might have been something just as small as just a slight color irritation or color change to that little skin area.
Friend, that's why they have all these types of things in play.
Yeah,
but I can actually tell you, I did not notice anything. Now, maybe visually or on eye inspection, you know, because you, I mean, who knows? All I know is that I call them because it seems that you guys agree that I should call. I'll check them and see if I can get them to weigh in. Now, I do have to say, you know, I want to thank you guys. And again, we're on with Nancy DeShomes out of Queens, New York, Drea Martin, who is visiting down in North Carolina. You guys, I appreciate you being part of this Hair Radio Show Shop Talk segment today. And I appreciate
Okay.
We are back live. It's Tuesday morning, March 1st of 2022. You've been listening to a very special replay of our Shop Talk that we did in 2018 with two amazing stylists. And this is what I love about the Hair Radio Morning Show, if you will. These stylists, one was a licensed cosmetologist, and the other, more so a natural hairstylist out of two totally different parts of the country. And so they were amazing together, and they did such a great job in terms of working in tandem with the message of you know, healthy hair. So I love the piece, and I dug out, as I mentioned earlier, the vaults. We've opened them up again so that we could get on some of these great classic moments right here on the broadcast. Now, coming up at about 7:30 this morning, we have Eugene Davis, who has started this amazing new show within a show called Conversations on Hair. And so I'm so excited to welcome him aboard again and to usher in this new step forward in hair care on our broadcast. Now, he's the chief of hair. That's what I call him. He's our resident expert. And so he's got some things to share this morning. And if that's not enough, coming up at about 8:30 Eastern time today, 7:30 Central time zone, we've got the amazing, I call him the king of claims. You'll probably call him that too. We're talking about Michael Hopkins, who's the host of the Vet Talk radio show. Along the way, as I said, I've got a lot of surprises for you guys. It's an amazing Tuesday morning, and we're so happy. The first day of March, we've got a whole lot to unpack today. So we're going to continue on this journey this morning together. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. And again, coming up in just a few minutes, live, Eugene Davis will be with us. So I'll tell you what, why don't we, we'll go ahead and get on some commercials. We'll get things moving forward. And we've got a lot more to get to. So just stay with us this morning, folks. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
Everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm starting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, everybody. A few more weather highs and lows for selected cities for today, Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. Again, brought to you by our friends at fixyourfeet.com and Rugged Evolution Beard Care. So we're talking about out in St. Louis, Missouri. 70 is the high, low of 34. Right here in New York City, a high of 47 with a low of 34. Philadelphia, PA, where I was born, 55-32 is the split there. Not far in Newark, New Jersey, 47 high, 30 low. Dover, Delaware, a split of 56 degrees high, 29 degrees low. Washington, D.C., 59-34 is their split. Down in Norfolk, Virginia, 64 is the high, 37 is the low for today. A few international locations to kind of give you the highs and lows. We're talking about one of my favorite places, Paris, France. Paris, France, the high is 50, the low is 42. London, England, we're talking about 48-43 is the split. And Madrid, Spain, 65-41. Shouting out all our friends overseas who are friends of the Hair Radio Morning Show and fans, big time fans. Thank you so much, and we'll have a little bit more throughout today's broadcast. Now back to the show.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And G5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. J, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Hey,
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, it is Tuesday morning, March 1st of 2022. Yes, I'm Terry Hines. Great to have you with us. A little bit of Rihanna there this morning talking about the umbrella. Here in New York, it's no need for an umbrella today, but, you know, and the weather's getting a little bit more milder, at least this week. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, I want to bring to the line, if it's Tuesday mornings and it's 7:30 New York time, 6:30 Central Time Zone, we are welcoming Mr. Eugene Davis. And Eugene is known, well, he's our master of hair here at the Hair Radio Network. But what I love is that he has ushered in this new big thing called Conversations on Hair. Again, it's my great honor and pleasure to welcome the one and only Eugene Davis. Good morning. Isn't it nice to be welcome, that big old welcome on Tuesdays?
How are you?
I'm doing great, Eugene. Are you there? Let me see if we can hear you. Eugene, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. There you go. Awesome. Well, listen, I am excited. It's a brand new month. All kinds of things are jumping off this morning. Just to go back a little bit and catch folks up, if you've just joined us, we started this morning, so when you're listening to the playback, you'll know what is going on, because we led in this broadcast today, Eugene, with a throwback to a show that we did in 2018. We used to do a thing where we were kind of like Shop Talk. I think that was one of the old magazines, way back when kind of thing. And so we wanted to just get some pros on and talk, and they were from two totally different ends of the spectrum on hair care. And they were with us almost every day, yeah. So that was how we kind of let the show off. So that was just, and it was not so much, it was just interesting. So I'll let you guys, if you missed it, you'll get a chance to play it back a little later on today after we wrap our live broadcast at 9. So, Eugene, as I mentioned in the setup, I'm so excited to welcome you. And Conversations on Hair. This was my first time getting a chance to say it on the radio show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So can you just first tell us, Eugene, what exactly is Conversations on Hair going to be all about?
Okay, well, Conversations on Hair is all about just keeping a real real communication with the community about what their needs are, what the questions are, the things that they want to talk about. And I do that through Facebook, through LinkedIn, through Instagram, and people ask these real questions. Sometimes people I know, sometimes people I don't know. But we're building a community, and that's what Conversations are, to give answers. The truth, because you had a conversation with the ladies earlier today, and it was about like scalp care. I mean, not scalp care. It was about hair graying, and that is a big topic issue with people right now. And I'm
raising my hand, folks. Both of them.
Okay, and that's a big
question.
Yeah, in the 1960s. You know?
Okay, well, I won't go that far.
Well,
I might have to leave you out there, Eugene, on that one. Well, I'll say this. You know what's so funny? If I can take you off track for just 5 seconds, you're absolutely right.
No,
and I was going to ask you about this. So this is really ironic that you heard that. And it was a big thing. And it's, you know, I love to have fun with the whole idea of graying, but it does bother a lot of people. So, and we don't know what to do. So I think we should see, the thing I've learned from is seek a professional, though I really have to say. Now, am I wrong about that, Eugene?
Seek a professional, yes, but also it's just about, again, about education.
Mm.
So and if you know, and that's what I was listening to, if you know what to do and you get the proper education, then you can make an educated choice.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so in that place, you can decide, am I going to stay gray and I'm going to enhance my gray, or am I going to color it? There's nothing wrong with any choice that you make. It's just like being natural and deciding, no, I'm going to opt for relaxing in a short haircut. It's up to the person. But in that choice, yeah, you do seek out a professional, but at the same time, you get your information so that you know what is the best choice for you based on your lifestyle and how you have to process. Do you have 15 minutes to curl your hair, or do you not? Do you have time to put a purple shampoo and conditioner every time you wash it, or not? It's a
wow. Eugene, and the other thing that you said, which got me really, was the enhancing, if you do decide to stay with gray, I call it stay with gray, then
yes.
You can you enhance the gray. It doesn't mean that your gray has to be dingy looking or discolored or whatever. So am I right?
You're absolutely right. Not at all, because there is a plethora of products out there, down to leave-in conditioners that are purple sprays by Bumble and Bumble. There are, Redken has an amazing shampoo and conditioner that enhances. You have, if you want to go silver or if you want to just enhance your gray. There are so many things that are out there that allow us to, not that they are marketed to us, because then that's the problem. We don't always know.
Mm.
But
wow.
They are hair, and because my philosophy is hair is hair.
Mm.
You just have to know the degree you're dealing with. What is your fabric?
Wow.
But the problem,
well, I love that. I love that. And I have to say, this whole new thing that we talked about, you've been rebranded EugeneDavis.hair. You've been rebranded here on our broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show with Conversations on Hair. So I'm going to let you just take it away, Eugene Davis, please.
Okay. Well, today I just want to talk about more about scalp care. I think it's something that has been affected, especially through the African-American community or just between Afro-textured hair. It's been, people don't, they say, oh, I just want to make my hair soft. I want to make it hydrated. I want to make it moisturizer. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But how did you get there with this dry hair if you never took care of your scalp? So it's just like exfoliating our skin. We have to exfoliate our scalp. We have to purify our scalp. We have to detoxify and make sure that we're doing it properly in a proper time. We're like, oh, no, when I use shampoo, it just takes everything out of my hair, all the nutrients and stuff like that. And I'm like, not if you have invested into the proper scalp care. It will not do that.
Wow.
So that's been a big question. Like, so what do you mean? So what I mean is there are products out there that concentrate on the exfoliation of the scalp. They concentrate on detoxifying the scalp so that your follicles are clear in order to produce new hair without damaging your cuticles.
And these products
exactly.
are just, anybody could just go and buy them. Is that right? You don't have to be a professional to...
No. You can buy these products because then when you go to the professional, you've already prepped yourself. You've prepared yourself. You know what's wrong with your hair. It's like you're going to the doctor. It's like, look, I know you want to give me all these medications, but this is my symptom. Blah, 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 blah. So it's the same thing. You can go out and you can buy things, or you can research it. You can Google in order to prep yourself before you go to the professional, so then they know how to, if it's a scalp issue, they know whether it's a hair issue, or they know whether it's a medication, something that you just be taking that right now we can't improve your hair texture until, you know, you come off the medication.
Do you
drink water? Is a big thing for me. Like, do you drink water? You're like, oh, no, like, you know, once, twice a day. Like, okay, but you need to consume some more if you want healthy hair, healthy skin, healthy nails. You're going to have to
healthy
invest.
Anything.
You have to invest in your body. Your body will tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
So
it really
no
does.
Surprise. Most people's like, no surprise if there's a scalp issue. They'll come to me and they'll be like, oh, my scalp is itching for the. I'm like, right, because it's dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, water is such a huge thing, and I love that you touched on that today, Eugene. And there are folks who really don't like water, don't like to drink it often, I should say. We need it.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right about that? There are folks who will say, I don't really drink that much of it.
You're absolutely right. And those are the ones who have skin conditions. Those are the ones who have health issues. And those are the ones who have scalp problems.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know,
I think
what it is that they used to tell us, remember the 8 glasses a day, or was it 10 or whatever it was. And I think folks got kind of as fearful because it was so much water you had to consume, so we thought. But so you have to get a healthy balance with that. But I love that to keep your body hydrated.
Yeah, you have to, because it's essential to everything that when it comes to, like we say, our soul care, our self-care, it's so essential to just who we are. So we can't ignore that part of it. But, I mean, and it is, like you said, like 8 glasses a day, 6 glasses. It's hard, but as long as you're conscious to consume it and make sure it's part of the plan, we are good.
Yes. Well, I'm loving this. I have to just bring everybody up to speed. If you've just joined us, we are having a very spirited conversation this Tuesday morning, March 1st. 2022. It's our show number 680. We are so excited to usher in the new Conversations on Air. And we're talking, of course, with Eugene Davis. Eugene, I'm always sending folks to your website at eugenedavis.hair. And so these are the conversations that you're having on this broadcast are conversations that I've seen. So you do a lot of this talk and you address a lot of the things that the folks ask you about, as you mentioned, on your website at www.eugenedavis.hair, not .com, .hair, H-A-I-R. So real good stuff. So, okay, so I took you off track, but I'll let you get back on track, Eugene. What else do you have to say?
Tom, I'm sorry, Gary, I didn't hear the last part.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying I took you off track this morning, as I always do. So what else do you have to say this morning on Conversations on Hair?
Yeah, so basically when it comes to scalp care, I'm really an advocate that people invest in certain products and things that will detox the body or will exfoliate. We have amazing things that exfoliate the scalp. Because the hair industry has been so focused on, like, the superficial fixes and scalp products for so long that they weren't offering a proper solution. But that's not the case anymore. We have products that offer, you know, solutions and can get the scalp right in order to grow out really healthy, natural hair. And when I say natural hair, it's like hair that just goes in the scalp in your own. I'm not talking about those who have do twist outs, and I'm talking about those who do relaxes. If it grows out of your head, it's natural. If you take care of your scalp, that's the difference. Because also, you were talking in the conversation with the ladies earlier about hair color.
Oh,
and people debate, if I color my hair still is textured, does that mean that I'm not natural? Well, of course, anytime you put a chemical in your hair, it means that you're not natural, but you still have your natural texture. So we have to get the words correct.
You know what, Eugene? That's been an ongoing debate
for as long as I've been here on the Hair Radio Show with the big upsurgence, if you will, and the natural hair boom.
Yes.
And yes. I remember there were so many shops, and I talked to a lot of folks on this show who do like locks and, you know, they're in the natural hair space, if you will. I had certain shops who used to come on our show, and they would not do any chemicals of any sort, even, you know, even coloring or, you know, if you will. Then I had other shops who were in the same natural space who didn't mind. And then I said, well, what is going on here? So how do we, you know, what do we say? Is the space big enough for everybody? And I guess it is because we found a way to all coexist. So, you know, but I do want to point that out that some shops, most of them, in my opinion, nowadays, you know, they will, most of them will, they don't mind doing the coloring. They somehow make an exception for that. You know, so, you know, we don't judge here. So, but just what are your thoughts on that whole thing? Remember those days, Eugene?
Yes, I do. I remember them so well. And we went through that period of time. And I think
right.
It's all about education. It's all about understanding the fabric of hair. If you understand what hair does and you can educate your customer on how these processes work and what the end result will be. So this is about the end game, isn't it? So, okay, you choose, you want blonde, you want soft highlights, you want this, or you want to be red, and your hair has not been touched by a relaxer, then this is what it's going to do to your hair. And I can maintain it, but I want to make sure that financially you're able to keep it up. That's it. It's the end game. Can you keep it? Just don't do it because you think it's trending. Because if you don't, Graham, that it takes work. It takes money, commitment, in order to keep these things like this.
Yes. Well, I'm loving this. And I know you always get to product talk and you do a whole product review, which I love this. It's a new part of your conversations on hair. Talk with us each Tuesday at 7:30 in the morning, New York Times, 6:30 Central. And I know it's coming up. I do. I want to open up the lines to see if we have some folks out there who might have a comment or two for Eugene Davis. So Eugene, I'll let you, you know, go get, you know, once you wrap up your product, we'll turn to our wonderful fans of the show. So press one out there. And Eugene, you're great with just fielding questions. That's what you do on your, you know, throughout your social media and everything that you're doing at EugeneDavis.hair and right here on Conversations on Hair on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is what you do. So we're going to open up those opportunities for people to press one. We'll see if we can get some folks on towards the end of today's time with Eugene. Okay, so Eugene, I'm loving this. So, you know, I think this is really so important. And when you were talking about the scalp care, you know, we get nervous when we talk about our scalp. And we never know quite how much, you know, most of us don't really keep our hair as hydrated as we probably should. Folks just run to covering, especially during the winter months. And I think it's incredibly important, especially during the winter months. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. I think that during the winter months, like you said, we run for covering with hats and hoods and all these other stuff. But if we're taking care, this is the thing, if we're taking care of our scalp through the December, January, February, March, temperatures, like, look at the temperatures. I heard you earlier say the temperatures going skyrocket today, like 75, and yesterday was like 30. Like, what's going on? So if we take care of our scalps during the times that we are doing covering, we can be okay, and that means, like, doing scalp exfoliation, doing detoxing, doing clarifying, and then making sure we oil our scalp with I'm not talking about heavy oils. It depends on the person. Like, for me, for my scalp, say, castor oil is too heavy for me. But I will use coconut. I'll use almond. I'll use argan. And then I'll put a plastic cap on, and then I'll put my hood, my hat on and go, my little furry hat. I think you got one, too, in your picture. But, yeah. I'll put my furry hat on, and I'm out the door.
Yeah.
So by the time spring comes, by the time we can start saying, okay, this hat is too hot, we got a healthy scalp, and we got some new, healthy, textured hair that's coming out. Because we've taken the time and invested the time in order to make it right.
Wow. I'm loving this morning. Eugene Davis, you always bring it. You really do. And this is so important. You know, especially spring is about 20 days away, if you will. We're very close to it right now. Yeah. So this is the time for these conversations. Ooh, conversations on hair. This is the time. So, right? Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm
loving this. And Eugene, now where? I always ask you, where are you located? Because I want to say, I always think of you as being in the New Yorker, the essential New Yorker. But tell the folks, you're not here anymore. But this, I believe, is your old area.
Yes, it is. That's where I grew up.
Wow. So now where are you based out of these days?
These days I'm based out of Chicago, Illinois.
Midwest. Chicago. Yes.
Yeah.
They have a big show coming up, right?
Say it again, Kerry.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, Eugene. I was just saying they have a big show coming up. They're going to kill me. In April, they have the, I believe it's the American Beauty Show, one of their shows, which I believe is a multicultural show. Yeah, in April sometime. You guys Google that. They sent me some information just recently. Eugene, I know you're going to do your product review, but let me ask you, do you go to any of these big shows, or are you one of the big hair show circuit people?
Pre-COVID, I used to do a lot of shows internationally. The one in Las Vegas is Cosmoprof.
I love them, yeah.
I've done the Atlanta shows. I've done all of them in my career working for different companies because that's what I do when it comes to education. But the last, say, was it 2 or 3 years of COVID has been around?
Right, yeah.
I've been doing these shows because it's canceled. The last one I was supposed to do was Cosmoprof, and they scaled it down. And I think that was in August or September, and they scaled it down. So that when I went, I was just like, this is not what we're used to, you know?
It's going to be real tough, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
It was really scaled down. You know, this is going to be a shock, right, to go to these scaled-down shows. Just like you, I have not been to, everybody knows IBS. It's not a secret. International Beauty Show, they'll be here at the Jacob Javits around, I think, March 13th, 14th, and 5th, 2022. It's their first time back after, like, a couple years, like you said, like Cosmoprof out in Vegas. But I'm a little... I think it's going to be a sticker shock thing when I walk through that big Jacob Javits Center, and you will immediately notice if it's not packed or filled, you could just feel the energy is going to be different. And so I'm a little nervous. Yeah. So did you have patience with that, or did you say, oh, I'm out of here? Or did you try to just make the best of it?
I just mowed. I shifted modes, and I realized, and just like this opportunity with you on the radio, I realized that you have to shift. And my shift was I started doing lives. I started doing radio. I started doing more posts because the community still wanted to communicate, but we couldn't do it in the way we wanted to do it before.
Yeah. yes, absolutely.
So this moving forward is just an added. So now we can do this, and then we have live events. Oh, my God. Once we start live events, it's just the door is wide open. The ceiling
yes.
has been broken.
Exactly. And I'll be back. Folks have asked me, Carrie. Yeah. Yeah, Eugene, I was just going to say, this is so important what you're talking about on these live events.
So, you know what, Carrie? We might not be able to do the review today.
Oh, Eugene. Oh, okay.
because we're talking about so important that it happens unless you want me to do it really quickly.
Yeah, go ahead, because you've got folks and fans, and they're going to kill me for just talking up a storm this morning. So you go ahead. I'm turning it over to you. You go ahead, knock out the product review, and that's it. So I'm being quiet. Go right ahead, Eugene.
Okay. Well, guys, hi. I just wanted to talk about Briogeo. I don't know if a lot of people have heard of Briogeo, but they are available in places like Target and Ulta Beauty. And it's created, and it's a Black-owned brand by Nancy Twine, who was trained as a fifth grader with her grandmother in the kitchen. So it has a history and a community behind it. And as she grew up and went to school, she started to realize that, wait a minute, this is something that I could really, invest in, and because I understand it. So one of the products that she has developed is called Scalp Revival. And the reason I want to talk about it is because I think it's so unique. It is charcoal coconut oil, but it's a micro exfoliant shampoo. That's different. It does not come in a bottle. You don't pour it out in the bath, in the shower. It is like a exfoliating mask that you put on your face. But for the scalp. And that's what I love about it, because you put it on, you can feel the energy behind it. You can feel the history behind it. You can feel that she's concerned about your scalp. Does that make
wow?
Do you understand what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I was imagining that.
So instead of going with big corporations, she took a stand and said, "I'm going to produce this product, and it's not going to just be. I mean, it is for us African Americans, but it's about the scalp. It's about the hair. It's about," and her products are amazing, because she didn't, and she's one of the only Black-owned brands that didn't just focus in on, I want to make sure I got enough stuff to do a two-string twist. She didn't focus in on it. She focused in on the scientific information about what is the scalp need, what does the scalp do. So when I do this, when I produce this product, it can do, I don't care if you're a redhead, a blonde, a natural Nazi naturalista, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because it works. And that's what I love about her. And she is one of my favorite Black-owned brands is making history right now.
Well, I tell you, this is amazing. I love this. This is what this is all about, Eugene Davis. I really have to say. So, listen, we are going to continue these conversations on hair every Tuesday morning at 7:30. I love it. It works so well. So, great job on everything that you're doing. Again, we want to invite all the Hair Radio Morning Show fans to check out your website. Again, it's eugenedavis.hair. That's H-A-I-R, not .com. Check them out there. Connect with you. And Eugene, what are you on social media? What's how do folks find you?
I am Eugene Davis Hair 2 on Instagram. I am Eugene Davis, period. I mean, not period, but just Eugene Davis on LinkedIn. and I am Eugene Davis, hyphenated Rowan, on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, we, and you're Eugene Davis here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, Google him, and we'll connect you. You can reach out to us as well. We're big supporters. We're going to be doing a lot of things with Eugene over these coming months here on the broadcast. So there's a lot more to come. As you can hear, he has a plethora of knowledge on hair and the business. And so we're going to be asking him some of those questions. I see folks standing by. I apologize. We are running a little short today. Just been crazy on time. And so coming up at 8:30, we've got Michael Hopkins. We'll chat about that in just a moment. Eugene, next week, you know, you
yes,
want to give us a little preview or anything you want to send us off with today?
Well, next week, I just want to continue the conversation on hair. And if you can pull up those questions, I will answer them if you send them to me.
Awesome.
Because I just want to continue the organic conversation, because sometimes we can have our program and I know what I want to talk about, but at the same time, there's some real issues that people have
yes.
out there. And I just want to be able to use this platform this time to answer them.
Listen, it is wonderful. I'm hearing you. I love the information and everything that you're covering on the broadcast. And that's what this show was really designed to do. So, you know, I think you're doing a fantastic job here on the broadcast. And keep up the good work. Anything that we can do to help you along, we will absolutely do on the broadcast. Okay, so I'm going to send you off today. Go ahead, enjoy your time, and make it a good week, okay? Mr. Eugene Davis,
thank you so much.
Dot here. Got it. Right. Conversations on here. We'll see him back here next week. Thanks again, Eugene. All right, folks. You got it. Does it not get any better than that? So we're so excited here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I see Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show, standing by. And you know what? I think I have. I just want to kind of get this on. This is something that I have to say. I really have to say Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk Radio Show. Let me see if I can get him online first. Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning? Have you been listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, good morning, and good morning from beautiful downtown Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yes, Spotsylvania. I want to say good morning. We're live on this Tuesday. Happy March 1st to you of 2022. Spotsylvania. We were talking about the weather today, and in your neck of the woods, Mr. Michael Hopkins, you can expect a high of 61 and low precipitation today, so a low of 27, so we'll get down a little cooler later in the day. But great to have you with us, Mr. Hopkins. So good morning to you.
Yes, it is. Yep, a little chilly right now. But I've been listening in for a while, Carrie, and wow. I really enjoyed the piece that you did that when they were talking about the gray hair, and I can relate to that because, yes, I do have it.
No, but Michael Hopkins, you're way too young to have gray hair. Really?
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
What a shocker rule. We didn't think that, Brother Michael.
Yeah, I used to think that one, too, but... it is kind of funny, like you said. Usually, us as males, usually the gray hair thing is distinctive. It's all those different things. But I wholeheartedly agree with what the ladies on the show were talking about. I've seen a lot of females that have gray hair, and they just look absolutely gorgeous to me.
In their skin tone,
and it kind of reflects off of that gray. And, you know, sometimes, Carrie Hines, I just have to say something to them. I just have to say how beautiful they look. And, you know.
And do they usually hit you with their pocketbook?
Well, not yet, but I'm sure some of them are looking at me like, okay. But
well,
but
you know what?
Okay.
What? Go ahead, Mike.
A lot of times I have a lot, I have from a lot of the females, I have a very positive response. You know, they'll smile,
oh, no,
they'll
absolutely.
Thank me. And,
yeah. And
yeah.
And that's the thing with this whole gray hair talk, which I didn't know it was as big a subject as it seems to be, because mostly we don't, either we talk about gray or we don't. We either show our gray or we don't. And that's the thing. And women, to me, are in a little bit of a different thing. I think, to me, when I see women who wear beautiful, you know, their hair gray, it is very healthy looking. It's very, you know, like the gentleman Eugene Davis was saying in his segment today, the gray, it doesn't have to be unhealthy looking. You know, it can be still enhanced. So for us guys, my whole point was that we don't usually take the time to enhance our gray. We just
pretty
whatever
much.
And walk on out the door. There's no very little enhancement of the gray.
Every
you know,
time.
So that, right? So that's the thing I want to get across is the reason you see those beautiful ladies with the gray, and no, I was just kidding, they don't hit you in the head with the pocketbook. They take it as a great compliment. And their hair is usually beautiful because they take the time and take care of their hair. We need to, you know, as being guys, we have to take a lesson and learn that we got to care for our hair a little bit better, gray, green, black, or whatever it is. But, Michael, I wanted to talk to you. Coming up today, you guys out there, and Michael, thanks for tuning in to the broadcast and listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I know we got some folks, the Vet Talk folks. You guys, you are going to be on. You're the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And I know that you have some things that you want to share on what's coming up today on the broadcast. So, tell us a little bit about that. And then let me see. I think we have one of your co-Vet Talk folks standing by. But what can we expect on today's broadcast?
Well, Carrie Hines, today we're going to be talking about sleep apnea, and we're not going to dove real deep into it, just do some basics of it, because there are millions of veterans that suffer from sleep apnea, and basically it's a sleep disorder, so we're going to delve into it and just talk about it, because a lot of veterans don't even know that they have it. I mean,
well,
a lot of them just, they don't know it.
This is what a big story for me, and we're going to talk about it, so I can't wait to really jump on in. And I think I see Nicole. Nicole, your colleague out there on the Vet Talk Radio Show standing, but I'm going to see if I can get her on. Nicole, are you listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show? Are you there this morning, Miss Nicole?
Good morning. Yes, I am listening.
Yes. Oh,
good morning, everyone.
Yeah, you're joining us.
Morning,
yes,
Nicole.
Morning. We are live this morning on this Tuesday, March 1st. It's great to have you with us.
Thank
you. What did you hear? Anything good, Ms. Nicole? Now, you guys are going to be on today with a brand new Vet Talk show, Vet Talk radio show for the veterans. It is probably, I think, the show number 27. So what do you want to say today on the show, Nicole? What do you want Michael to elaborate on? What do you want to get out there?
Well, again, like Michael said, the topic today is going to be sleep apnea, and I do know several people who have sleep apnea, but they're not very close to me, so I'm just looking to be informed on what Michael has to say about sleep apnea, because he always, you know, gives us great information and educates us, so I'm just looking forward to it today and hearing what he has to say.
Me too, because, you know, like you, I've heard of it off in a distance. I'm not aware of anybody in my family, per se, that I'm aware of. Sometimes people try to keep things a secret, so we don't know.
Right.
But that's what, to me, this is what this show is all about. So I'm happy to get you guys on and to, you know, I think Noor Jahan is out there as well. Noor, are you there this morning? We're getting a whole panel on this morning from Michael's show, Vet Talk Radio Show. Noor Jahan, are you there this morning?
Good morning. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I see. I found you. Okay. We've got Noor Jahan, and we have Nicole, and we're shouting out Katrina. She'll definitely be joining us in just a bit, I'm sure. So this morning, guys, you've been listening here and there to different things, and we're so excited. This is a big talk coming up today. Noor, for you, what would you like folks to walk away with today if they tune into Vet Talk Radio Show? What do you have to say?
Well, I was going to say something about what Eugene Davis was talking about, but I'll go ahead and answer that real quick. So I do have family members that deal with sleep apnea, so they're not vets, but I would like to hear some more information so that I can share it with them, because I have a sister, she says she literally stops breathing in her sleep, so she has to sleep with one of those machines.
Okay. Well, this is a heavy thing, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We're definitely going to peel all this back. Now, what else did you have to comment on, Ms. Noor Jahan?
Oh, yeah, about the hair stuff that Eugene Davis was talking about. How he
was
different
Eugene
seasons.
Davis not fabulous? He was fabulous.
Yes, he was. Talking about our scalp and how much we have to make sure that we keep it moisturized.
Especially during this time of the year. Oh, no. Well, we're going to help you with that. That's what his show is all about. And I love that he has now given it a title, Conversations on Hair, because that's what we need to do. You know, for my friends out there who, you know, I have a very good, wonderful, beautiful lady friend who she grabs her wig and goes. And it's not a hat. So, you know, we have to remember to do real good scalp care underneath. And I love folks who wear wigs. We are going to talk about that on the show very soon. But remember, please take care of your scalp. And I love that he's having these conversations on hair on this show about it. And he's weighing in on everything that he hears. Eugene hears something on this show. That's what having a hair expert allows for. You know, we have a lot of wonderful contributors, and everybody's great at what they do. But I absolutely have to say he's doing a great job. He hears it. He's paying attention to what we're talking about on this broadcast, and he's able to weigh in and give definitive information. And what I also love about Eugene, real quick, wonderful ladies, and my cast of the Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins, what I love about what he does is that I'll say a lot of the folks who come on who are in the hair space, who are the professionals, oftentimes we will not support things that the client can do on their own. We want them only to come to the pros and da-da-da-da-da. And I understand that concept and that means the meaning behind that. But you know what? I love that he still tries to teach everybody how to better care for their own hair. And that is all I'm saying. I think it's awesome. So, you know, but thank you guys for listening. I'm shocked. Wow. Okay. So let you guys get ready. You've got about 15 minutes. And then we're going live with all of the brand new episode. Again, I'm going to just say thank you to you guys. Absolutely love chatting with you guys. I think, let me see now, if I recall correctly, Nicole, you're out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Noor Jahan, you are out of Clarksville, Tennessee, and host Michael Hopkins, as he mentioned, is out of VA. He's in a place called Spotsylvania. Still working it out here to say that properly, Michael, but Spotsylvania. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Well, we'll get to all that when you guys are live here coming up in about 15 minutes. So Vet Talk Radio Show, thank you all for being on the, you know, dropping by the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're gonna get you guys on in just a bit. Okay, so how about Miss Patty? We're going to put on, I got to get on some Patty LaBelle. you guys have been watching her over the last couple of days. She's been all across social media. And so just a big salute to Patty. And we'll talk more on the other side. Folks, keep it right here for more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you. Let's go. Thank you. Morning show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday, March 1st of 2022. Hey, I have a special treat. You guys know we've been kind of going back and listening to some of our classic pieces. Well, here is something I think you might enjoy. It was literally, we're closing in on show number 700. Today is our show number 680. And I remember I used to have my very first two great co-hosts who were on this version, the morning edition, not my year career and back in 95, but say around 2015, these two ladies joined me on the air. Their names are Yate and Allison. And I've done some work with Allison over the years. I want to get this on because I want you guys to take a listen what the conversation was like on this broadcast when we were talking, say, in 2015 on trying to get this show going and off the ground. So let me see if I can get this little excerpt on. It's very short, and we'll be back on the other side with Michael Hopkins and the Talk Radio Show at about 7:30, so coming up in about less than 10 minutes. All right, so here's a little excerpt from way back when. And folks, listen to this. We were literally at that time on this that you're about to hear on the 200th episode of this show. So that's when we were literally celebrating the 200th episode way back when with Allison and Yate. Take a listen.
Our show is so very proud to welcome back Miss Yate and Miss Allison. Good morning and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, guys.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, this is a reunion of sorts. This is, you know, just to kind of go back a little bit. I'm glad we could all be together again. And, you know, when the Hair Radio Morning Show began, you guys came right on in. I probably hadn't been on the air, I don't even think hardly, about 2 weeks when you guys came in and to give our program a lift. So I just want to thank you so very much for helping to get us off the ground. Do you guys remember those days, Miss Yate? Do you remember?
Yes, yes. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to be a part of the Hair Radio Show. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
The beginning stages.
I know, right?
Days.
I know.
Yeah.
And look at you now. Look at you now.
Yes, we certainly have come a long way. And what about you, Ms. Allison? You remember those cold mornings?
I do. I do.
Yes.
And it was such a wonderful experience. And I want to thank you for including me.
Oh, well, you both are very much welcome. You know, I have to say there's enough thanks to go around because it was really one of those things that was truly a big help. And we had to get up early in the morning. We had to, you know, most folks out there, you guys listening, don't really get sometimes that it's a whole lot of additional preparation. We had to get up and we had to be ready with our little pre-meetings and pre-planning things and weekend extra work stuff. And you guys really came through all the time. And I so appreciate that. It really has... You actually helped to set the standard for all the folks who have come since you guys. It has helped to establish a standard that even with our current on-air team, we still use the same process. We have our meetings, and we get things right and tight for our fans of the morning show. And we wouldn't be doing that had you guys not come in and established that standard.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's a
blessing.
Is that not great?
You for the opportunity. Yes, thank you for the opportunity to help set such a standard. Wow.
That is wonderful. So now, before we go, please tell everyone what you're working on these days, Miss Yate. Share with us, everybody, what are you doing these days?
Oh, wow. Well, I'll say this. If you just to be short and simple, if you just visit I know, right? If
that's
you just
okay.
Visit fthdesigns.com, you'll see the wonderful things that I'm doing. I'm still teaching, I'm still sharing, and I'm still giving back to the community, our young people, our young adults, our parents, our families, and you know, just all that good stuff. But if you just visit fthdesigns.com.
Now,
when you're saying
FTH, are you saying F like Sam or F like Frank?
Yes, F like from, P like the, H like heart, design, with an S on the end, .com or .net.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds wonderful. And you're still down in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, and I'm waiting for you snowbirds up there in the north.
Yes.
Corner of the world to come visit.
Yes, well,
get some sunshine.
We're going to take that. We will definitely take you up on that offer. Well, listen, you hang in there, and we just wish you all the best, Miss Yate. Continue what you're doing. You're always, very supportive and always have been, and that has never changed. We're all family here. And Ms.
Yes,
Allison,
we are.
What about yourself? Yes. Now, what have you been doing and what have you been up to?
Well, I've been working very hard on our business, which is Mystique Natural. And like I think I told you before, we are the first direct sales organization for us curly girls.
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
That is phenomenal. Well, we are so proud. Now, how do folks find out about Mystique Natural?
Okay, our website is mynaturalbiz.com, www.mynaturalbiz.com. They could come in and they could find out all of the information about it and purchase products as well as become a direct sales rep.
Wow. Well, that sounds wonderful. And we're going to keep you guys informed right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're excited for you guys, and it looks like you didn't miss a beat. you both were already doing your things and just already, you know, focused and, you know, concentrated on what you were doing, and it was just a pleasure. So I just wanted to shout out and, you know, and say 200 shows, that is just amazing. In a year,
yes.
We're talking about
yes.
600 hours of broadcasting
Ooh.
Time. That's
Ooh.
A lot of time.
You just
yes,
blew me out with
yes.
that number.
That's true.
I know, right?
Allison. Well, that's right. And when I tell people that, they usually think I'm talking about in my 20-something year career. I say, no, that's
Mm-mm.
just this year.
Wow.
Just one
At
year.
At 365 days.
Exactly. Isn't that something? So we've done a lot of good stuff, and I'm just so proud of all that we're doing and just everything that's kind of coming in our direction. And we're just getting started as far as I'm concerned. We're just
yeah.
getting things underway.
Absolutely. And I'm very
yeah.
proud of you as well. I wanted to just tell you I've been listening to the show when I can.
Oh, thank
and
you.
You've had some phenomenal guests on. So I'm very
thank
proud.
You.
Always.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, I'm honored. You know, well, since, yes, I mean, you don't get much better than, you know, Michelle Obama's hairstylist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not much better than that. And we had Oprah's makeup artist on. I call it the trifecta. We had Oprah's makeup artist, Michelle Obama's hairstylist, and, of course, Beyonce's father was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get much better than that. And, of course, we've had a host of other celebrities and people on. But this... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not much more I can do, you know, really. There's not
oh,
much,
you'll
you
come
know.
Up with something.
Well, yeah, I mean, we always do. But
mm-hmm.
it's
right.
been, in the way of guests, we've been, you know, very fortunate to have access to so many wonderful people who know who we are and
right.
are happy to be part of what we're doing. And so I'm excited. We're still continuing on. We have some heavy work ahead of us, but, you know, we're still finding a way to get it done with the resources and things that we have. So, but I have to say, we wouldn't even be this far along had it not been for the help that you guys came in on about show number 15 or something like that. I don't even think we were that high. We probably
were
like
we
show
were
number
in,
12 or
we
something.
We were in early with you. We were in
yeah,
early.
Yeah, you were in very early. So,
yeah,
and you
very
guys,
early.
Carried me on through at a very, very challenging time. So whether
memorable moment is when I had a pilot that was a Vietnam veteran, and it was that was just so memorable because he was a black pilot during the Vietnam conflict, and the planes that he flew, the things that he did. I mean, it was just, he was an unsung hero. And I remember I was still in the military in the mid-80s, and he told a story of how the Air Force allowed him to put a crew together. It was an all-black crew, and they flew basically around the world on a jet. They actually flew the jet, cargo and all that. And I remember that. I remember that I was still in the military, and I remember having that article out of Jet Magazine, and I was so proud that something like that happened in the military. And it was a good thing because the press got a hold of it, And a lot of us, as African Americans, we were so proud because we had never really seen anything like that. So that was just one memorable moment that I will always cherish and I will never forget that happened here on the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, March 1st of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and if it's Tuesday morning and it's 8:30 Eastern time, it's time for the one and only Michael Hopkins. We are going to call him the King of Claims, Michael Hopkins. Good morning and welcome, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am just fantabulous, I have to say. It's great to have you with us. I'm so happy. The folks just listened to the cold opening that we did with your memorable moment. I think we have another one on the way a little later in the show. So these are some great times to kind of reflect on, you know, on the amazing work that you've done and what's happened out here and recognizing the work of our veterans. Got to say good morning to all of you guys out there. A big salute, as you know, I give you each broadcast to all of our amazing veterans and you as well, Michael, being a veteran. Listen, I want to kind of jump on in this morning. There's a lot to get to on the broadcast, but glad to have you with us on this Tuesday as we're live this morning.
Yes, we are live and in color, as we used to call it.
Yes. Well, Michael, I just first, before we go on too long, we'll kind of switch it up just a little bit. On a serious note, we want to get, you know, just throw our support behind those folks over in the Ukraine, you know, and we're keeping a close eye on everything that's happening with the horrible takeover of their space there, their country. You know, so just know that our thoughts and prayers are with all of those folks who are trying to hold on to their country, literally, right in front of our eyes, the eyes of the world. So just wanted to make that mention this morning as we go live on the air with Vet Talk Radio Show number 27. Michael, so I know that you also, you're talking about some things, you're dealing with some loss. Can you tell us what's happened?
Yes, Carrie. I have a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Jocelyn Orr Thompson. And unfortunately, her husband, he's a veteran. In fact, he's 100% permanent and total veteran. And I'm just giving her a very special shout out this morning because she lost her husband, Alfonso H. Thompson, to the battle with COVID-19. And here at the Vet Talk Radio, we just want to give her a shout out. And my sister Jocelyn, our prayers are with you. Stay strong, my sister. Stay strong.
Absolutely. Listen, thank you for bringing that to even our attention. And, of course, we're very sorry to hear that. Listen, please let us know if there's anything else that we can do through our network. This is what we're all about. We're family here at Vet Talk Radio Show and across our Hair Radio platform as well, as you guys out there know. Michael, and I have to say, just to turn to a little bit more of what's happening on today's broadcast, this is a big, big talk here. You know, when I heard that Michael was bringing this conversation to the broadcast today, I thought to myself, I've heard of this. I think I know a little bit about it, but as usual, Michael's going to bring it on home for everybody today on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So, Michael Hopkins, please tell us, what are you talking about today on the Vet Talk Radio Show? And we're doing this live, folks, on March 1st. So what have you got to say, Michael Hopkins?
Terry, we're going to be talking about sleep apnea today. And millions of veterans have it. Civilians have it also. But I'm just going to focus in on the veterans right now because this is what we do. And basically, sleep apnea, it's all about the vets. And basically, sleep apnea is a sleep disorder. You have some type of issue sleeping. And a lot of times, us as veterans, we don't even realize we have it, Carrie Hines. We don't.
Wow.
It's sad, but it's true. There are thousands of veterans that have sleep disorders because of what we do, what we've been through, what we constantly go through on a weekly, daily, monthly, yearly basis. A lot of times we develop sleep apnea. And a lot of people, Carrie, they don't even know some of the most common signs of sleep apnea or some of the most common things about sleep apnea. And believe it or not, weight and obesity is one of the common things of sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, it's one of the common signs. Sometimes the girth or the size of your neck has a lot to do with it. And the reason, just like, wow, the reason is
I
this.
Had to wrap my head around it for a moment. Okay.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, and the one thing about sleep apnea, it can be a killer because it affects other things, organs, et cetera, in your body. We're going to talk a little bit about that. When we go to sleep, you have the soft tissue of your mouth and throat. And as we lay down, we go to sleep. Unfortunately, if you have sleep apnea, those muscles, they're basically relaxed. And what can happen, they can get relaxed to a point where your airway becomes blocked. So you can imagine what happens if your airway is blocked when you're asleep. What's the end result?
Oh, that's it. You don't have much time. Your brain, you could be brain dead if your brain isn't getting oxygen and all of that. Not a good thing.
There's the key thing, Carrie Hines. Lack of oxygen. And that starts to shut down other things. And a lot of times what will happen, and there's several symptoms of it that a lot of us, as veterans, we have them, but we don't recognize it. One of them is snoring.
Now, why is that, Michael? Why don't we recognize it? I know snoring is a big thing, but why don't we notice this? Or the veterans, why are they not noticing this?
A lot of times, Carrie, is what we do in the military, the type of jobs that we have. We do a lot of what we call in the military a lot of high-speed, low-drag stuff. In other words, we do a lot of, I guess, you know, civilians would call it a lot of hero stuff. You know, we're jumping out of airplanes. We're running uphill. We're lifting, carrying. We're doing all of these things. So we don't recognize that we have sleep issues. We don't, you know, sometime around the barracks, you know, speaking of snoring, you know, it's kind of funny because you always have that one guy or a couple of guys around the barracks that snore all the time. I mean, and they're loud. They're calling like 50 hogs at a time here. You know, they're just loud, man. And the running joke is, you know, they snore all the time and everybody makes fun of them. But back then, we never took it serious, Carrie. We never took it serious. And then we might have a guy that's sleeping during the day or he's always tired. Well, we think he's gold bricking. In other words, we think, this guy's just freaking lazy. He doesn't want to work.
Oh, my.
So, yeah. So that's the thought pattern a lot of time when you're in the military. We call it, there's a term, and we're going to talk about these terms, too, in a joking way. I call it gold wrecking. Sometimes we call them sick call rangers and, you know, funny things like that. But we never really took the time to say, hey, maybe this guy has a medical problem. You know, we all, as military people, we're concentrated on the mission. What's the mission? Get the mission done. No matter what the cost is, get the mission done. But a lot of times, a lot of people have health issues, and sleep apnea just happens to be one of them. And it's kind of rare that you actually get diagnosed with it in the military. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. That is unreal.
On the claim side, Carrie, that's where the problem is. A lot of guys have it, never got diagnosed when they were active duty military personnel. And those out listening to me right now, my fans, you know what I'm talking about, because a lot of you have filed for sleep apnea and you got denied. But you know it happened in the military. In the military. A lot of us, Carrie, we get restless during our sleep. We wake up in the middle of the night. Sometimes when we wake up in the morning, we have dry mouth and our throat is sore, nose is stopped up. We're congested. And during the day, sometimes we actually have problems concentrating.
Oh, they must
and
felt
we forget
awful
stuff.
Being denied.
You know you have it. You knew it came from your military service, but unfortunately, we have to prove it.
Wow.
But you know, it's just it's like a wow, man. And
yeah,
you know, believe it or not, you know, Carrie, believe it or not, there are three types of sleep apnea. Three types that a person can have.
Wow, what are
the worst one? Oh, go ahead, Karen.
Oh no, that's all I want to know.
Oh, okay.
I want to know like everybody else. Yeah,
I mean the three types. The worst one is obstructive sleep apnea, and guess who has that?
Oh, I'm guessing Michael Hopkins.
Yep, I do. I was diagnosed in 2017 with obstructive sleep apnea. That's the worst one. In other words, I stopped breathing so many times till, you know, it's ridiculous. I literally stopped breathing, or I find it hard to breathe at night. And we're going to talk about a CPAP machine in a moment here. But I literally would stop breathing at night, and I did not know this. And as you said, that can be fatal. You can go to sleep and don't worry about getting up because you're not.
Wow.
And a lot That's of so veterans funny. Have, we it's OSA, you know, the vernacular we call it, but it's obstructive sleep apnea. And just for my fans out there, please ask your spouse if this happens to you or a loved one, somebody. When you're asleep, ask them to monitor you and see if you do this, if you stop breathing. I've had lots of people I talk to, I sleep real good. Yeah, but your wife says you stop breathing. Oh, my bad. I didn't know that. Yeah, how about that?
So, Michael, hold it. Let me make sure I understand this correctly. The person who has sleep apnea may be unaware that they actually have it themselves because they may forget that they or not notice that they're not breathing or that their breathing is interrupted. So, or that their sleep and or breathing is stopped, if you will. So that's what you're saying, have maybe your spouse or a sibling or whoever's in the house who can help you to monitor this. Is this correct?
That is correct, Carrie Hines, 100%.
Wow.
Very correct.
Oh, my. That's
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, it's a killer.
It,
honest to God, Carrie, it's
yeah.
a killer. It can literally take you out over time. central.
Why aren't there more folks talking about the sleep apnea?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's another one of those, you know, when it comes to our military and our veterans complex, that's another one of those that you're right. We should be talking more about this. They kind of talk about it. They kind of assist you with it. But they know that it's military related. They know this. They honestly got this. And you know, just on a little quickie note, and we're not going to get into it right now on the show, there's some proposals out here by the VA to make some adjustments with the sleep apnea as for the rating that you would get. And at one point in time, we'll do a show on this. We just can't get into it now. But, you know, it's like, wow, really? You guys want to do this to a veteran? There are three different things, and we'll talk about them. But, wow. And a lot of my vet fans out here, they know exactly what I'm talking about because just about all of us got the email on these changes, these proposed changes that they're talking about. Now, the next one, Carrie, is called central sleep apnea. That's brain related. It's your nervous system, your brain's not communicating correctly when you sleep. So it affects your sleep pattern. It affects your breathing. That's on the central part. And that's just like an overview of it. And we're going to do a whole show on this.
Wow.
Eventually, we will. Now, complex.
Yeah. Sooner than later. Yeah.
Right. Sooner than later. Now, complex. Can you imagine this one, Carrie Hines? Complex is a combination of obstructive sleep apnea and central sleep apnea.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't know if you're coming or going. One day is obstructive, the other is, you know. So, and then, like I said, us as veterans, we don't know any of this stuff. We don't know that, you know, I'm not breathing when I sleep or I might know I snore. You know, I might go like, gee, I don't remember stuff. But it is so important and so imperative that we get tested for this. And the VA will test you for this for free. F-R-E-E. Shall I say it again? F-R-E-E.
Wow.
Also,
we need to send everybody there.
Oh, yeah. I encourage all my vet brothers and sisters.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
I encourage them. Now, associated with, especially with obstructive sleep apnea, is what's called a CPAP machine. And what a CPAP machine is, a continuous positive airway pressure. That's what it provides. In other words, when I'm asleep and the soft tissue in my throat is starting to like swell a little bit and I can't breathe, this machine provides oxygen and it keeps all that open. So at night, I can actually sleep. I can actually get a good night's sleep.
I really can. Wow.
I can get a good night's sleep when I put this machine on. Sometimes some of my veteran brothers and sisters, when they wear the full machine, because some of them have a mask, you have to have the machine, a mask, and a hose. The hose pumps the oxygen into the mask. And when you're wearing the mask, that's what you get constantly circulating in your body, like pure oxygen. And it also has like a little water reservoir, some of them, I know mine does, where you have to have distilled water. It can't be like tap water, because tap water has all kinds of things in it, but it has to be distilled water. So you're getting all this pure oxygen and water, you're getting all this stuff. It's all kind of mixed together. You don't even really know the water is there, but you can get a good night's sleep. However, many of my veteran brothers and sisters have other issues. They have mental health issues. Some of them are claustrophobic, and believe it or not, that affects them wearing a mask.
Wow.
Some of them can't do it. So you're going around in this circle. You need the mask, but you can't wear the mask because you're claustrophobic. Why? Mental health issue. So, you know, it's not good. There are some things now, I've seen some stuff on TV, and you don't really have to have the mask, and we know how that works. You know, everybody has their own thing, and their good points, bad points. But the VA healthcare system will provide you with a CPAP machine if you're a veteran and you're part of that system. Free. Carrie Hines, shall I say that word again?
Free.
F-R-E-E. And guess what else they will do, Carrie?
What's that?
All the supplies that are associated with that machine are, can we say the magic word again?
Free?
Free.
Wow.
Most people, if they're like me and they're on this machine, these machines literally cost at least $1,000. And that's not counting all the supplies. You have to have, every 3 months, you're supposed to be swapping out your hose. You have filters that go with the machine. You have the thing that you put the water in. It's like a little basin that goes into the machine. I know the old ones. Yeah, so and that stuff costs. Anybody that's, you know, on a regular health care system, and they have co-pays and this and that, it costs. But you go to the VA, you can get it for free. Like I said, F-R-E-E, free. So I behoove my veteran brothers and sisters out here to take advantage of the moment. And the test itself, Carrie Hines, is not that hard to determine if you have sleep apnea. It's a really simple test. There's several ways they do this. One, you can go to a sleep study center, and you literally go to the center to go to sleep. You bring your little jammies, and if you got to bring your little teddy bear or whatever it is that you sleep with that we don't really need to know about on this show, you go to sleep, and they monitor you. They put all these little thingies, they monitor you, and at the end of the session, they can tell you if you have sleep apnea or not because it measures every time you stop breathing. It does your heart, your pulse, all of that stuff. It does it all, and then they'll give you out a printed report, and it tells you every time you stop breathing. It tells you your heart rate, your blood pressure. Tells you everything about you, and it was say again.
No, you just made me realize that this, you know, what do we do when we do notice what we think is sleep apnea in somebody else? And I'm going to bring the angels on in to be part of that part of the conversation too. But what steps should someone take if we suspect that the person we're living with and the vets that we live with have sleep apnea? What's the first thing they should do?
Get them tested ASAP, better known as ASAP.
Wow.
That's the number one thing. Get them tested. Like I said, it's a killer. It affects your blood pressure, your heart, parts of your heart. If you don't get it checked in time, Carrie Hines, you can die. It's just real simple. There's no other way I can say it.
I'm hoping that you will continue this, Michael Hopkins.
Will do.
Katrina Noor, Nicole, I know that you guys have had some experience with this or someone somebody with something like this. Anybody want to chime in quickly? We have about 30 seconds.
Nicole,
Nojahan. Yes, go right ahead.
My sister said she stopped breathing 68 times when her sleep study. She stopped breathing 68 times during her sleep.
Oh, my God. Noor Jahan, how do you guys deal with this?
She's single, so, you know, imagine not being able to have somebody else there to see if you're breathing or not. You know, so it's a little different when you're not married.
That's scary. Yeah, that's,
God. Yeah, very scary.
Well, now, had you guys, I mean, I really had not heard so much about it like this. Katrina, you know, Nicole, have you guys heard about it, like, on this level?
Yes, because I am one right along with Michael Hopkins up under the CPAP. But the only reason why I'm not using mine right now is because mine is on recall. But it is very dangerous not having it and not sleeping up under it. But yes.
Oh, my gosh. So the machine itself is a recall item. I give up. It's so much. Wow. Nicole, what about you?
Yes, like I said before, I have heard of sleep apnea. I do believe that my husband has sleep apnea. He's actually supposed to be going for a study himself. But I myself didn't know that there were three different types. I just thought, everybody uses the CPAP machine that has sleep apnea. I didn't know that there was the central and the complex. And so this is definitely
and a combination,
new
right?
information, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are still ahead of me. I didn't know there was a machine. So, Michael, that mm-hmm. helps with this. You guys, thank you, Angels, for chiming on in. Michael's Angels, everybody, Nicole, Nur Jahan, and Katrina. We appreciate you guys. Michael, I turn back to you. What do you say about this? This is something that's really big in my book that you're uncovering. I did not know when we were, you know, starting with the Vet Talk radio show, there would be so much to get into. Literally on this broadcast. I mean, every week I'm surprised the way you lay out the information, Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, the host. Good job, guys. Good job. Michael, what do you want to say today to send everybody off with today?
Well, Carrie Hines, it is all
and you
about
gotta do
the
more
veteran.
On this app. Yes, and I hope you come back and do more on this sleep apnea, Michael.
We will. We're going to do a part two on this.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Did you guys? Yes. Is that not nice? Okay. So awesome job out there. Listen, Michael, thank you so much. Angels, thank you so much. Nicole, Nur Jahan, and Katrina, thank you. We'll see you guys next week on that. And Michael, I have to say, keep doing what you're doing. And I want to also take a quick moment to, again, thank the veterans for their service. We love them. They are just holding it down. And they deserve all our support and admiration. And Michael Hopkins, of course, you're included in that. The King of Claims, Michael Hopkins. So thank you so much for being with us. Everybody, we better get the outro started for Vet Talk Radio Show. But Michael, last words again. What's your favorite line here on the Hair Radio Morning Show? Give it to us one more time.
It's all about the veterans. It is
all
about the
veterans. I love it. Okay, folks, we'll see you back here next Tuesday for a brand new edition. Again, it's live talk, Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins and his group. Again, we'll go ahead and get the outro started. Michael, just make it a good week. Okay, we appreciate you here. All right, folks.
Thank you
Bye.
For listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins. Produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution. Smooth Black Ink. Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.